During the week-long window in early June when clerks were issuing marriage licenses to gay couples, 19-year-old Alex Walker served as a legal witness to a wedding between First Lady Tonette Walker's cousin and her same-sex partner. Governor Scott Walker, who has a long record of supporting Wisconsin's ban on same-sex marriage, was asked whether his son had his blessing to be a witness.
He doesn't need my blessing to do anything he does. Yes, I knew that, and it's perfectly fine for him to do that.
The governor was also asked whether he'd talked about gay marriage with his son, and whether this was a sign that the two see the issue differently.
He was at a family member's event. This is not a policy statement on his behalf. This is something where he was with a family member, and it's a family member we love dearly. And so it's one of those where anybody can make an observation on it, but I think it's reading far more into that. He wasn't doing it for anybody else other than the family member, and it's one of those where we'll keep it at that.
Alex Walker attended this wedding at the same time Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen was trying vigorously to stop clerks from issuing marriage licenses, going so far as to say that they could be breaking the law. Walker said Van Hollen's comments did not apply to his son.
He didn't talk about individuals, he talked about clerks specifically. My son's not a clerk, so I don't think there's any problem there.
Walker said last month that his views on gay marriage don't matter since the state's ban was voted on by the public and is now up for the courts to decide. His Democratic opponent, Mary Burke, supports gay marriage and says voters deserve to hear where Walker stands. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.